Fire, baby.
Fire, baby. Fire.
Be in the motherfucking house.
Yeah, hello, who's this?
It's DJ Khaled, your brother. First of all, I want everybody to know I love you. You know what I'm saying? We support each other, and that's how it's supposed to be. They say you in the studio cooking up. They don't want us to win. So we're going to win more. A lot more. It's your brother for life. It's DJ Khaled. We the best. Another one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently ready for takeoff and expected to be on air in 2 minutes. We ask that you switch on all data services and join us via Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, calls, and text messages. We also ask that you stay away from all other things that will distract you from this transmission.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man. D'LALI.
Fire, baby. Fire.
What else?
Yeah. Number one.
Come on.
Fire, fire, baby. Yeah.
Let's go.
I don't mean to be a no.
What else?
Yeah. I just say, move back to Daniel.
Ooh, yeah.
love, I give you back, oh. You give me this, I give you that, oh. One time, oh, yeah. All of you, you are so wonderful. If I leave you, now you, I go run back to, yeah. I go run back to you. It's wrong for you, baby, I'm going away. Your love. If I don't go, now you, I go come back to you, yeah. I go come back to you, you. Cause it's your fire.
Give you my last cash, spend. I show you my best friend, friend. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, pendant. Show you my best friend, friend. I give you my last guy, you spend. Everything I do, I under, 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 under 50, under, under, under. Oh, you never be under, 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 under 50, understand.
That's the way you do, yeah.
Under, under, oh. I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, pendant. Show you my best friend, friend. I give you my last guy, spend. Everything I do,
I don't really care about your body type. What really matter about your vibe? I be the one for you, one for you. Don't really have to be the one to go. Ain't nobody fine like you. Girl, I be the one for you, one for you. And I feel like I've known you my whole life.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to the E-Factor. Well, we are back here again. We've been out for about, I don't know, like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Two weeks.
Yes. Yeah.
I know you miss me, guys, and I miss you too.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Yeah, so, yeah, that's it. We are back. And, well, I have my, you know, hat for, like, you know, safety purposes.
I removed mine for somebody. No cap.
Okay. Bass. Anyway, what?
Bass.
Nah, there's nothing bad about it. It's like madness. Okay, so we are back. We are back after a 2 week break. We had a little bit of issues from my school project to like many other things, but we are back. So yeah. Yes, that is a good thing.
We are back and we are here for good.
What?
We are back in your hair for good.
Oh, we are. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, so now let's get into the show. If you're here, this is the E-Factor. This is a lifestyle and entertainment podcast. We have so many amazing things for you guys. So stay tuned and watch us. Now, first of all, we're going to get into our lexicon. Our first word is... What?
You go.
Nah, I'm not. That's on you, man.
Okay, it's lollygag. If I got that correct, it's lollygag, and it simply means to spend time doing things that are not useful or serious. That's lollygag, and it's spelled LOLLYGAG.
Okay, now we're moving into our confused words. Now we're gonna be looking at thought and taught. Yes, I know. Sometimes people use them, you know, in a, you know, interchangeably. That's crazy, yeah. Though, but so let's go through that. Now, thought is the past tense of think. So like I thought of something, that is like you actually thought of something, as yeah. In that's with T-H-O-U-G-H-T. Now taught, that's T-A-U-G-H-T, that's the password of, did I say password?
P- password. He said password.
Okay, yeah. So taught. That's T-A-U-G-H-T. That's the past tense of teach. Teach. Okay. So I was taught when I was a kid that when somebody does something for you, you have to say thank you.
Simple.
Yes, but you know, some people say like, I taught you were, as in for the teach part,
yeah.
I taught you were working or something like that. That's crazy, man. So take note of that. Now, moving on to our
idiom. And then today we have call someone bluff. And this is to challenge someone to back up a claim or carry out a threat.
There
so maybe I could probably say, I'll go and slap maybe maybe I'll slap Huguet, and you probably tell me
I'll call your bluff. So I'll probably call your bluff, to make sure that you are actually going to slap her. Okay, so that is it for our lexicon part. Now, if you're looking for pancakes, the best way to start your mornings, 0241288133 or 0508606718. That's on Instagram at YU Pancake Mix. So make sure that you get that. Now, if you were looking for jingles, you know, those
anything,
things, yes,
anything
that has to do with audio, 0557-221-192, Wired Studios, they got you there on Instagram at Wired Studios 7. Now, if you're looking for African print, like you want to do something really cute with them.
Yeah, churchy,
you know,
engagement, wedding, anything, I thought.
Yeah, or just rock them with some jeans. 0507-656-429 or 0550-889-128. They're on Instagram at Yadela_GH. So Yadela, they got you for all those things. Now we're moving on to fitness, and I just want to say one thing, man. Rest. Look, I know how difficult it is. Like, you know, like you just wake up in the morning and you feel like you need to go hard and hard and hard and hard.
Oh, for the money.
Exactly. But at a point in time, you have to just relax. Like, just take a break. Like, just relax and be like.
Some people actually hate to rest. They don't want to like
I
put any mind to anything called rest. No.
Yeah.
They're all about, I want to wake up early, go look for this money. No food for lazy man. So you don't have to sleep. You don't have to. No. Come on.
Yeah, I mean.
If you don't rest and relax this body, you're going to break down. And when you break down, you cannot do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. And I think I learned that when I was struggling with my project, because I realized that I had just been working a lot and I hadn't taken a break. So like everything
and it makes your mind like too
you're just
stressed.
Tired,
like, you know, you pack a whole lot of things to the mind and, you know, everything will just be packed up into your head and you might just be messing up. So just rest and just get everything all figured out.
So get some rest, people.
Rest.
Yeah. So stay tuned. We are going to do Song of the Week. Actually, there's an update though. We've cancelled the zodiac signs from our segment. We are not doing zodiac signs again.
Okay.
We're done with that. We will introduce something new as time goes on. So like, don't worry. Now, so we're gonna do Song of the Week, right?
Yeah, Song of the Week.
So we're gonna do Song of the Week. Then we have Inspiration 2. Then we have TF Update. So don't go anywhere. But first, before we go for Song of the Week, Shitto Flex, right? If you're looking for Shitto,
like, the best, you know, Shitto alive. I keep on saying this every single day.
Yes.
You know. And then I think I met her.
Yeah, you did last week.
Yeah, I met her last week, and I was
very cool girl.
Yes, I'm about to place an order.
Oh my God.
I asked her to put goat
there
in mine.
Go.
I don't want a cow meat. I want goat. No, she can do this goat shit up for you, actually. It's madness.
There you go.
This is serious. So I'm about to order my just 55 cities. Oh, the big one.
The prices are. We'll find out the prices well then. Like,
oh, yeah, the very big one is just 55 cities.
Exactly.
And it's just reasonable.
And yeah, and then you can make special orders. So, like from funerals, birthdays,
anything.
So 0500-407-693. They're on Instagram at Shitto Flex. Now you can advertise with us on 0557-221-192. You can get us at Instagram at efactgh. And, you know, let's get your products on here. Now let's move on to Song of the Week.
We did come spoil one song and one song only.
We're going to skate to one song only.
We in the motherfucking house!
Too much
Sunday, Lomi, Baba Tunde, Tunde, for Ghana today, today, where? With the hoodie, hoodie. Our day, you know, they far away, no, far, far away. And my squad, we go pop with the champagne, like,
oh, Charlie, Charlie.
Mahabu, Mahabu, eh, I won't die, get Matthew, Matthew. Aba Femi Amralu, ni mama sha Mahabu, Mahabu, eh, cause Jehovah they see, Jehovah go do, right on we go higher, 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 eh, Jehovah. So let me make I do my thing. Charlie, do your thing. Charlie, make you no look my own. Why? You won't shoot my gun. Me feel like a man be. Straight to the mommy. Back in there, what about Shaglazi? And one Shaglazi. Fame on a new back, fame party. Tomorrow, everyday party. Get what about Chicago, what about Quay Gardy? And what about Quay Gardy? Hater, no go, pick, kill my vim. Waiting, they go come, still I win. More fire, fill my in. We go bend them. Cause Jehovah, they see. Jehovah, go do. Right on, we go.
Amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man, D'Lali.
It's a great day. And so I say to you, it's possible you can live your dream if it's becoming a diamond, if it's having more, if it's achieving more, if it's being a better father, being a better mother, whatever it is, overcoming addiction, changing our society. It's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have a plan of action, that you're resilient, that you stick to, and you work with the system, that you work with people, that you give support, and that you be there for them, that you have the vision and never give up, that you become creative and relentless and keep on coming back again and again and again, and that it's you that you got to take personal responsibility to make it happen, and that it's hard. Easy is not an option. And when life knocked you down, jump back up and said, it's not over until I win. And when you know it's hard, and you write down those reasons that will energize you, that will inspire you when you want to give up, when you doubt yourself and you pull those reasons out, that will make it worth it for you. And Once you find those things that will make it worth it for you, it will create a hunger within you that won't be denied. And then it is done. It is done. It is done.
Today on our inspiration, I just want to go simple with you guys. I just want to tell you that you should stop placing people, other people, before you yourself. You get me? If you end up treating people the way they supposed to be treated and you are leaving yourself behind, the only thing that happens to you is you might probably get depressed all the single time because you don't have time for yourself. You always forget yourself in the picture. And you end up putting your energy, your effort, your money, your resource into people who don't probably deserve it. Okay, so go hard on yourself. When you get better, when you climb up that hill, when you climb up that mountain, you can be able to hold somebody's hand and put those people up there. You get me? When your feathers are not strong and they are weak, you cannot carry somebody with it. It will break. You get me? So when you get a matured one, strong feathers, you can probably carry more than one or two people. But when you want to just go every single time thinking about people, caring for people, placing them first before your priorities or everything around you, you might end up looking horrible. People kind of like see you and then ask you, oh, are you okay? Is something wrong? Just because you are placing other people first every single time. You wake up every single morning, you are thinking about somebody. It should just be you. You wake up every single morning, think about yourself first and every other person before any other person. God first, yourself and any other person, even family. You need to treat yourself first before any other person. Okay, so stay glued to your radio podcast and listen to more of our programs. This is Infinity.
This is the E Factor.
We in the motherfucking house.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man, D'Lali.
Hey, Sule.
Charlie, Abu, what's up?
Charlie. Where guys are?
Charlie, you know them boys. Charlie, those two boys. Those are all elite.
Then the rock show.
Swear.
Alright, so we are back here. Yep, we're about to get into our TEF updates. Yeah, you're still on the E Factor, by the way, man. My name is D'Apostrophe. That is the man, DJ Infinity.
Infinity.
Yes. Okay. We just got some wise words from him. He's like, put yourself first, and that is the only way you can't be able to help other
move
people.
Forward. Yeah.
Yes, because if you are weak, there's no way you can, strengthen anybody or help to anybody. So make sure you take care of you first and then everybody else follows. Now let's move into our TEF updates. Actually, today we have a lot of sad news. Not necessarily sad news, though, but the first one is actually crazy. Now, R. Kelly has been found guilty of all counts in a sex trafficking trial. Now, this guy, I know some of you know... do you know R. Kelly? Do you know R. Kelly? No mountains too high.
I don't know him.
You don't know R. Kelly?
I don't know.
What? All right, so we're checking out R. Kelly, right? Okay, so now, turns out that this guy that has been singing for,
years. Decades.
Years. Sign of a victory and stuff like that.
When a woman laughs.
You see, now this guy is deep in sex trafficking and so many other legal issues like that. So here's what we're gonna do now. First of all, now this guy or R. Kelly got married to a 15-year-old girl. Do you know Aaliyah? She used to do like sick R&B then time. She's actually late. She died in 2001. Aaliyah. Yeah, so he got married to her when she was just 15 years and he was 27 at the time. So he married an underaged person. Exactly. So so within all those, within the term from his trial till now, he has been sued by an intern. He has been making charged with making child sexual abuse videos. Well, he's probably sick, mentally ill, because this is just crazy. Now, he's also been charged with racketeering. If you don't know racketeering, that is dishonest or fraudulent business dealing. So if you do fraudulent dealing, that's racketeering. That you can actually go away for like a long time. Now, witness tampering too. So after people had given their account of what happened between him and like between them, the people that came to contact with, it was is alleged, or somebody said, or a prosecutor said that he tried to bribe a victim.
That's another offense.
Yeah, that's witness tampering. Yeah. So I'll give you $500,000 for you to shut up. I mean, $500,000, that's a lot of money, but it can't take away what he took from you. I mean,
that's
and I can just imagine how people who have been abused by this guy, how they are feeling now. Like, you don't even know, you can't talk to anybody about it.
I mean, for all you know, some people who are not even in the scene are out there scared to voice out.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Because what happens with when it is with a celebrity or maybe a minor or a man and a woman, like that kind of thing, it's very hard for people to believe. Like, you know, somebody says, "Oh, like this guy abused me," and they're like, "What did you wear? Like, what did you do? Yeah. How come?
How can this big person do this?
And then aside all of that, now one of the lawyers who were on the case, who have been representing several of the victims, said that look, in her 47-year practice, where she has pursued like a lot of sexual predators, right? R. Kelly's is the worst. Like,
that guy is going to probably spend his entire life in prison.
I guess so. He actually needs to go away for a long time. That's crazy, man.
Like, how can you do that? Let's just push him for that, because if you want to take these charges one after the other, you know, every single charge has its own
sentence.
Yes, you know. So anyway, I'm probably sure he's probably going to be inside. He's going to be inside for a goddamn long time.
Anyway, so now this is a message to girls, or like, you know, people that find themselves, like when you find yourself with like a man or something like that, you know, even the way they touch you, like you should be able to sometimes a guy just wants to hug a girl and then his hand is all over her waist, and that's just you can't do that to somebody. It's, you know, some of these things cause like problems with them for like years.
Stop visiting these people. You know, you are 15, you are 14, you started visiting somebody your parents doesn't have any idea about, because you know this person has it, or come and see me in my house. You just go with that.
And not even that though. Like some of the how do you call it? Even your boss, with your boss and stuff like that. You know, like just some really weird things. And when something happens, and if you are not comfortable with it, you should be able to tell the person that you're not comfortable
abuse
with.
Abuse thing doesn't correspond with age, or it's not about
that,
age.
That's,
you know,
that's what I'm saying.
Someone is 25 and they're still abusing the person. So it's all about being under age or something.
So you girls
people
should be on
going through that. Bosses, managers, you know.
Not everything is okay. You should be able to like voice out and
tell your parents or something.
Go to HR or something. You know? Okay, so that is it on the R. Kelly front. Now we have October is, I don't know what October is, but DEG House is presenting Community Lab. So it's a charity event that's happening on 30th October at Ada Hospital. Now, if you want to be part of this, what you have to do is the meeting point is at the 37 station. That's at 8:30 a.m. 8:30 in the morning. You can make donations to 0592-830-880. The name is Princess Grace Nyako, and then your reference should be Community Hospital.
Okay.
Is that Community Hospital?
Yeah, Community Hospital.
Community Hospital. Now, for extra information, that is that you probably have a stack of old clothes, old shoes, old something that you may want to give out. I don't know. I don't have all that information here though. Maybe next week I may get more information. But
I think the numbers we do.
Yeah, exactly. That's what. So if you have these things and you want to know if they are allowed or something like that, so you can just call 0551-284073 or 0543-846-270. The numbers will crawl up, so you will be able to see that. Now, you can also check their socials. They are at DEG House or Deg House. You guys should let me know how you guys pronounce your thing.
Deg.
Or Deg or DEG. Or you can email them at deghouse@gmail.com or DEG, however you want. Now, yes, so another thing. Now, you see those 1 CD, 2 CD notes? We are not going to have them again.
I think
they are scraping them off the system. So now
they are complaining that respect is not placed on the money.
They
are wasting a lot of money producing them, and then we are not taking care of them. And my question is, why would you even do this small notes at the first place? You have plenty currency in our hands. So you should be expecting this, like 1 CD, 2 CDs, no, you have 5 CDs, you have 10 CDs, you have 20, you have 50, you have 100, you have 200.
Anyway, so the Bank of Ghana is saying that they are phasing those out, and then now we're going to be using
a
coins.
A whole lot of money printing this.
Well, the dean. So now those people who like collecting, those who like collecting,
they didn't know.
But
come on,
those who like collecting stuff. Yes, I think I'm one of them. You should keep, if you get any 1 CD and 2 CD, like keep it, because for like when immediately they're out of the system, we don't have that again. So it would really be cool to have that after everything.
Yeah, you show them to your kids.
Where are you?
Yeah, you can show them to your kids. When you become a grandfather, you can just show it to your grandchildren and all this.
Look at what 1 CD look like. Yeah. Okay. So now, Nana Kwame Ampedu, that's a high life legend. He passed away. He was 76 years old. Now he had been ill for about 11 months, but I think it became critical on 28 September. He was rushed to the hospital and he died.
Yeah, one legendary like that.
I haven't really heard any of his stuff. He died for me to actually look him up and stuff.
Well,
he
cool
actually
though.
Did
I heard
good,
he's nurtured a lot of people, like groomed a lot of musicians, like his old people, you know. And I heard he's good at playing chess.
I didn't hear that much, but he's passed away. We will let you know, things that like things, the aftermath of things, where burial, those things like that. Now, Kwabena is ready with his fifth album. He's going to have a listening party at Coco Vanilla in East Legon on October 17th. So if you want to
like
go,
it's probably the goddamn sugar or senior man.
It's been a while though. I don't know where it's been. Yeah.
Well, Kwabena has never always on point.
Yeah, anyway.
It's
he has really good songs.
Like, good songs like that.
Yeah, so if you want to go to that Coco Vanilla October 17th, make sure to be there. That's Coco Vanilla East Legon. So now Kwame Eugene talks about releasing heavy records from now till December. So it means that from now till December, from any moment from now to December,
new banger,
we're gonna have because he claims
right,
there's
for
a lot
some
of
months
foreign
now,
stuff.
He's been on a low key.
Yeah, but he has a new song with Captain Planet.
That's a cool song though.
It's not cool. It's very hot. It's like the best song now.
And then I think the video too, they did justice to it. Have you watched the video?
I have.
Oh, okay.
I mean, watched the full video. I saw
X-Bills is really good. I don't know whether you know him. X-Bills,
I know X-Bills. I saw shots of the video on Instagram. So
it's
pretty
really
cool.
It's
a really nice song.
Very.
Anyway, so Tiwa Savage. What? So Tiwa Savage has been in Ghana for a while now. Talking on one of her interviews, she says she has collaborations with Miss V and Stoneboy. So
Stoneboy,
we should be expecting that soon.
Yeah.
So I think that is it for our updates. This is very relevant. This is what is going on around town now. So you guys should take note of these things and make sure that the charity event, we're going to be mentioning that on other episodes for you to know what. So I'll get more information and then let you guys know. Now thank you so much for sticking with us. We are done.
So just when you have anything to pack, you can still just be doing them now.
Yes,
just call the numbers and then just
start
packing. give out okay,
give out the things. And if you want to go with them to 37 station 8:30, but I think you'd have to call them to know the arrangement. They have to know that you're coming. Don't just show up, damn it. Okay, so that is it. Enjoy your Saturday morning. I don't know what you guys are going to be doing, but enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sleeping, so.
I know most people will be watching on Saturday morning. Some will be cooking, doing cleanups and all of those things. But in as much as you are doing all these things, just tune in, click on the links and listen to the E-Factor, baby.
And you can follow us on our social media handles. We are everywhere. E-Factor GH, or the E exclamation mark factor. So just search that and get them. And our episodes are always available. You can get our episodes everywhere, across podcast platforms, YouTube,
everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. And then listen to like this one, listen to the previous, listen to any. You
can even go back to our season one.
Everything. Exactly. So we'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much again. Adios, papi.
It's DJ Infinity, and I just have to say I miss you guys, and I know you miss me too.
There we go.
Yeah.
I actually don't have anything to say. I'm like, yo, like, we are out of here.
We are out, baby.
Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your week. We'll see you guys next. I'm saying that again, but yeah. Take care of yourselves. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to touch down. Thank you for joining us on this exciting journey. Join our next transmission for an even better experience. Have a nice day.